Whatever the outcome, this reporter will ensure that accurate accounts of events at Darien will continue to be forthcoming.
After that, the cast returned to the female presenter, but the drone Rescuamantes quickly faded her out. It then cut to a number of circular vidfeed arrays arranged in an overlapping sequence.
As we were watching, one of my analyzers was creating a detailed data map of Farag's report, said the drone. Right now, we're monitoring the spread of the report as other newsers and infotainment services pick it up and add their versions to the pop feed. Monitoring for accuracy, of course, as well as any edits and recontextualizing. I'm also scanning for net spiders, who are an especially twisted type of on-grid denizens who usually descend on breaking news like this and soon start pumping out their own distorted versions, slanted and commentarized to either agree with the official line or recut to look demented and or laughable. Ah, look!
On the leftmost circle, one of the vid feeds suddenly began to show the Farag report while data bubbles flickered around it.
That whole ring represents the Vox Humana worlds and a few independent human colonies, Rescuamantes said. At the other end is Earth, Mars, Luna, the Glow, all the mainstream mega-media cores, the Transstellars and the government agencies. That vidfeed and the pair that just appeared, they represent CityVox subscribers who post up clips and reviews. Analysis of the clips indicates 100% accuracy. No micro-editing, no sub-layering, no ad cuts.
For a minute or two, there were no further updates. Then, on the third ring, an orange circle began to blink. The drone tapped it with a needle beam and examined a data string that appeared.
Disturbing. That was from a CityVox subscriber on Higalio, an Earthsphere world. He's posted a warning to delete the latest CityVox dispatch, claiming that it's armed with a lethal mutavirus.
Genius, said Harry. Kill the message by infecting it with a virus, then distributing it, and any resultant damage discredits the apparent source, CityVox.
And here come more of the same, said the drone.
For the next 10 minutes, they watched as the virus warnings, some more vitriolic than others, spread steadily from left to right. Then the drone put excerpts from the devirused vid up on a secondary holo panel, and they proved to be heavily edited, overlaid with extra visuals, and intercut with other vidage calculated to evoke derision. Then came messages from the subscribers, some saying that the file had auto-erased itself, others claiming that net intruders had wiped the file from their stacks. This was followed by an urgent gridcast from CityVox urging subscribers and sequential users to delete the Farag report, saying that its own copy had become corrupted, making a repeat cast impossible.
What was all that about? Julia said. What just happened?
A full grey grid counter-trend operation just happened, the drone said.
But why bother? Harry said. Can't keep this kind of story secret. Eventually, an authentic version will be available everywhere.